The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
It's The Punt 2. We're looking at the non-home nations Euro 2016 qualifiers in the company of Derek McGovern and from the European Football Podcast, Alex Dunn. Afternoon, chaps, you well?
Yes, very well indeed.
Very good.
Can't wait for this.
Yeah, I know. I texted Derek saying, "Would you like to be involved?" And I fully expected you to say no, thanks. But yeah, it's good to have you on board doing something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Just stay away from those home nations games.
Well, my knowledge of international football is second to none.
Yeah, we all know that. I think you were worried though when I sent you the list of games that we were going to preview. Suddenly, the England against Estonia looked quite favourable. What we've done is we picked out some of the games that actually mean something. In this next set of fixtures. Two games left in the Euro qualifiers to find out who goes to the tournament next summer. The way this works, and we'll probably just run through this very quickly, is the groups are top two in the groups go straight into the tournament, and then you've got third place teams who go forward to a playoff, although the best placed of the third place teams will go automatically to France as well. So there's plenty to play for. Shall we start? I know you've been looking forward to this one in particular, with Israel versus Cyprus. Yeah, I thought you would be excited by that. The Israelis are third in the group, which features Wales and Belgium. They're on 13 points, Belgium on 17, Wales on 18, Cyprus no chance of qualifying, but Israel obviously could either finish second, mathematically, or they're trying to fend off Bosnia, who are in fourth, 2 points back. Israel have got an away game against Belgium to come after this game, while Bosnia, who are fighting for that spot, are away in Cyprus as well. The betting shows Israel at 11-20, the Cypriots are 5-1, the draw is 3-1 here, Alex. We've seen a bit of these teams because they've obviously both been involved with Wales. Cyprus haven't been particularly great. You'd imagine at home, the Israelis have got some decent players and some decent goal scorers as well. We've kind of been alerted to them in recent times. This should be a home win, shouldn't it?
Well, it should, but I couldn't back them at the price. 11-20, Israel. Not for me. I think they're most likely winners, don't get me wrong, but I think over the course of the next few games that we look at, you'll see some or similar games where plenty of sides at home are a similar price. This would be one that I'd maybe rather swerve. I think there's maybe a bit more value to be had because Cyprus aren't absolutely horrendous and Israel aren't world beaters by any means. We saw against Wales, they just shut up shop. They are solid defensively, but going forward, they're a bit unimaginative, really. Cyprus aren't very good, don't get me wrong, but they're not as dreadful as perhaps they've been made out to be so far in this campaign. I'd just be against the 11-20 on Israel, really, from a value point of view. I'd go unders on the goals. There haven't been many strong stats for that so far in the campaign, but Cyprus have lost 2 1-0s in a row. And, of course, Israel so negative against Wales, come here off the back of a 0-0. Under 2.5 goals, 8-11. I thought that was pretty fair and actually a bigger price than taking Israel to win because I think whatever happens, it will be fairly tight.
Yeah. The player I was mentioning there, Derek, who've been talked up a lot recently is Zahavi. He played against Chelsea for Maccabi Tel Aviv as well. He's got, you know, a few goals for Israel. I mean, it's an easy group. You know, you've got Andorra in the group. You'd expect to score goals against them. But you know, they've had some decent results. You know, 3-0 against Bosnia at home. Obviously beat Andorra easily as well. Beat Cyprus away 2-1. Again, you know, as I was saying, it might not be the greatest price in the world, but you'd expect them to win this, wouldn't you?
Well, I would, yeah. I mean, as Alex said, Cyprus, no great take. I mean, Cyprus is just Greece minus the moustaches, isn't it? The blokes included. And look how bad Greek football is. I can't see anything other than an Israel winning. I mean, I agree. You know, early on in the campaign, Cyprus got one or two decent results, and you thought, you know, not bad these. But they're out of it now, aren't they? I mean, even when you're playing a club football and there's nothing to play for, and you're playing at the home of a side who have everything to play for, you give up the ghost of club football. At international football, you do that squared. I mean, all the money in the Holy Land is going wholly on Israel, and it is in my betting shop as well. I think there's certainties. Okay, 11-20, you're not going to get rich doing that. But I think they're 11-8, Israel to win to nil, which, again, I can never understand. But, you know, I think that's a big difference, Anna, and I think that's how they will win without conceding.
Yeah, I suppose you could also go, you know, Israel to win under 2.5 goals as well as another way of playing 9-4. If you think it's going to be a low-scoring win for them, the other game in this group, obviously we've previewed the Wales match on the Punt 1, which looks at all the home nations action this weekend. The other game is the match for for Belgium, which should be a shoo-in. Obviously, they're away at Andorra, who have been absolutely shocking in this group so far. There's only one market, and that's the outright on this game, so we won't preview it. But just to say that Andorra have a minus 27 goal difference, scored 3, conceded 30 in their 8 defeats out of 8 matches. I'll say it again, I say it every time. The likes of Andorra, your Gibraltars, your San Marinos, and maybe even Greece now, shouldn't be in this at this level. It's pointless, isn't it? Literally pointless for them.
Yeah, you're talking about Greece, it was only 10 years ago they won it. They won Euro, whatever it was then, Euro 2004, and now look at them now. The population of Andorra is 74,000, and most of them speak Spanish, putting it on a par with the Premier League.
I like it. Greek football is the only thing that's crashed quicker than the actual economy, isn't it, as well? They're like kind of a mirror image of what's happened there.
Euro 2016, you can't see them being there. You can't see them having a Euro. Never mind. I mean, it started with Claudio Ranieri, didn't it? Look what he's doing at Leicester now. How did that happen? How on earth did that happen?
Look what Leicester have got to look forward to. Yeah. Let's have a look at one of the other groups here in the Euro qualifiers. That's got quite a lot still to go on it. And that's Group C, which Spain top with 21 points. Then Slovakia with 19. Ukraine, who are the best placed third place team at the moment, so we'll be going straight into the tournament on 16, and then Belarus, Luxembourg and Macedonia are bringing up the rear and can't qualify, so still, you know, Spain could still be pipped there. It's highly unlikely because Spain have got Luxembourg at home and then Ukraine away. Slovakia's remaining fixtures are the game against Belarus, which we'll have a look at in a second, then away to Luxembourg, so they've got a great game to finish with, and Ukraine, as I say, away in Macedonia, we'll have a look at that one as well, and then at home to Spain. So let's start with that Slovakia versus Belarus game. First of all, 1-2 the Slovaks. Belarus are 6-1, and it's 3-1 the price for the draw. Belarus, you won't be surprised to know, don't do an awful lot. They have just won the last game. It was at home to Luxembourg, and that's pretty much about as best they could have expected. Did get a win in Macedonia as well. Lost 3-1 to Ukraine. Lost 4-2 in a friendly to Russia away. Beaten 3-0 by Spain. I guess, Derek, you know, the Slovakians, who are a tidy team at home, it's how well they win here, isn't it? But 1-2 against a team who've got nothing to play for, when the Slovaks have got plenty to play for. It's not the worst price in the world, is it?
No, it's probably the best. I mean, they won 3-1 in Belarus, by the way, when it was all to play for. And now they're at home against a team with nothing to play for. They beat Spain, by the way, earlier in the qualifying campaign, as you said. I just don't, you know, I'd rather be... But the similar price is the one we just mentioned earlier, isn't it? The Israel game. Yeah. And I think Israel good things. Well, Slovakia are even better things. I think they really are. My auntie's got Slovak blood, by the way. She takes 2 hours to hoover her room. Shocking, Alan. That's a shocker.
Slovak.
I think they're real good
things. I had to
think
about that for a second.
A certainty they are. Certainties.
Well, hopefully Derek's tip will be hoovering up all the cash. Alex, help us out here.
I've got no more Hoover-related puns, I'm afraid. I've been trying to think of something.
I'm trying to brush over it now.
Yeah. Get off. Move on.
No, this is a 1-2 that I can definitely get involved with. We mentioned the Israel game. I wasn't mad keen on a very similar price. This is one that I'd be, you know, very, very keen on. As you said, they beat Spain earlier. They're very, very good at home. The only games that they've dropped points in was a loss at Spain, no shame in that, and a 0-0 at home to Ukraine in the last game. Again, not the worst result in the world. They're very good at home. Belarus are pretty poor. 1-2 is absolutely fine if you're having an acca. -111/8 or win to nil at 6-5. Of the two, I'd probably just side with win to nil, because when they have been winning, it has been by the odd goal. Generally, something you just were looking at there, I don't know if you're going to bring this up, but just the amount of, I hadn't noticed this prior to you just looking at it on your website there, Lee, but they tend to score early and then sit on it. So maybe if you're looking at, you know, the half hour markets, even 15 minute markets, they might come out the traps, get an early goal and go, that'll do. I do think it led 1 or 2 nil, if I'm being honest, but probably one of the better bets on the coupon this week.
I wasn't going to mention that, but I'll 3 against Luxembourg all came in the first half, the 2 against Macedonia as well in the first half. Scored after the 1st and 7th minute in a friendly against Finland. So, yeah, maybe the manager does send them out to get stuck in. The old favourite over 1.5 first half goals might come into play. The other game in this group that I was going to have a look at is the Macedonia-Ukraine match. Macedonia, one of the teams who've got absolutely nothing to play for. Ukraine are sitting 3 points behind Slovakia at the moment and five behind Spain. And as I said, they are in pole position for the automatic qualification from the group. So effectively, if they win both their games that are remaining, and they are at home to Spain in the last one, they'll more than likely be in France without having to go through the playoff system. It's 17-2 for the Macedonians to win at home, 14-5 the draw, Ukraine 4-9. Again, Alex, it's one of those, we're previewing a lot of teams here who are around the 1-2 kind of mark, who all should win their games, really. I mean, you know, again, Macedonia, very little to play for here, and they're not winning games anyway. You know, they haven't won an international match, including friendlies. They had a 0-0 draw against Australia at home in the last seven, and there were very few wins, you know, going back over the last 10 to 12 matches. There was a Macedonia team that, you know, was, I think, beat Wales a couple of years ago in the World Cup qualifiers. This is a far cry from that team, and that wasn't particularly great. All in Ukraine's hands here, isn't it?
It is, but that 4-9 stinks.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think it's a really bad price. Macedonia have been poor so far, but they haven't been tonked by anyone. There's only Spain, they lost 5-1, but every other game they've kept pretty tight, even though they haven't been winning, and they have been really poor. Let's make no bones about it. But I just don't like this Ukraine side at all, particularly away from home. And the 4-9 is a bad one, as far as I'm concerned. I could let them win at that price. I think the draw's a big player in this. I think Ukraine could really do with a win. As you said, they play Spain, and they want that playoff spot, which they are currently possessing. But drawn under 2.5 goals, 3-1. I think Macedonia will keep it tight. I'm not certain that Macedonia score, if I'm being honest. But if they do, I can't see Ukraine scoring twice. So low on the goals, I'll take drawn under 2.5 at threes.
Very good. Derek, what's your view on Macedonian football?
Well, Ukraine have got the third place nailed on already, haven't they? Nothing. You know, they can't finish worse than that. So a draw doesn't really do them much good, does it? I mean, but they could still definitely get the second spot. The 3 points behind Slovakia. And of course, you know, Slovakia still got that game playing at the same time against Belarus. You never know. Ukraine might get wind halfway through. That the rivals are losing. Mm. And what points me to Ukraine again is that, you know, if the results aren't going their way, and you know, with 10 minutes to go, Russia have said they'll intervene. So, you know, there's another feather spanning in the works. I'm not quite as confident at the 1-2 mark as I am in the other two, Israel and Slovakia, because those two are playing at home, Ukraine are away, and at least Macedonia have to try in front of their own crowd. But still, I think there's a big difference in class between these two, and I expect Ukraine to win this one. Yeah, those three, what's 3-1-2 pokes or just about in a treble? I think that's pretty much a safe treble there.
Yeah, it is interesting. The bet that I was looking at in this one, I mean, they've got some very good forward players. Yarmolenko, who's currently playing his trade at Dynamo Kiev, of course, scored in successive getaway games. He scored against Maccabi Tel Aviv in the Champions League, scored in the Premier League as well, against Vorskla in Ukraine. He's got 4 goals this season in that Premier League. He usually gets in double figures. He's not a bad price. I think he's got a hat-trick against Luxembourg away in one of the previous matches as well. And he's around the 13-10 mark to score. Konar Pliyanka's also in this team as well. He's also 13-10 to score in the match. I quite like those prices. If you think they're going to get a couple of goals,
they should do better, shouldn't they? Ukraine, given those players, Yarmolenko and Kopylenko. I mean, Liverpool were after him. One or two other clubs. I mean, every time I've seen him, he looks a real player. But their results don't quite match what they've got there.
No. You mentioned Liverpool. What about Klopp, Derek?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely. Except that he looks like a German U-boat commander. I mean, what he did at Dortmund was fantastic. You worry a little bit about how it went sour in his last season. Yeah. But, you've got it. I mean, he'll face two questions when he gets there. You know, are you going to Liverpool when he could, you know, he could probably hang on for Real Madrid or someone like that? First question is, are you mad? And the second one is... No, I think he'll be good. I think he'll go down well with the Liverpool fans. So yeah, of what's available, I'm more than happy.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, that season he had at Dortmund when it all went south after the Champions League final, similar to Brendan Rodgers, I suppose, like, he lost key players, didn't he?
Yeah, they are remarkably similar, actually, now that you mentioned it. You know, they had a few great seasons. We're judged on that. I say a few. Rodgers had one, but no, he'd be a fantastic appointment for Liverpool. And I am surprised that he's going there. As Del said, he could have gone. He could have pretty much picked any side in Europe or the world, and just gone, yeah, I think I'll go there now. I think he sees it as a challenge, but goodness me, it is a challenge, isn't it, at the minute?
Yeah, it does look a challenge, isn't it? Yeah, we shall see. I felt a little bit sorry for Brendan Rodgers, Derek, if I'm honest, and I realised he was getting a £10 million payoff.
Is that right?
I wasn't so bothered then.
And I noticed, I'm reading the papers today, he's one of the three favourites for the England job. Dear me.
He's in the betting for the Sunderland job. That'd be a step up, wouldn't it, I suppose? Yeah. Going to Sunderland. Let's round this off with a look at Romania versus Finland. What better place to finish this look at the international weekend? We're having a look at this game because, again, it's a game that's got a little bit on it, and it actually influences the Northern Ireland group as well, which is really tight. We previewed that Northern Ireland match on the other version of the punt this weekend. The Northern Irish sit on 17 points at the top of their group. Romania 16, Hungary 13, Finland 10, the Faroe Islands 6, and Greece 3. It tells you how bad this group is, Derek, that the Faroe Islands have managed to win two games in the group. This is the Greek game of the group that Greece occupy as well. I suppose, you know, when you look at the prices here, you look at the Romanians are priced up at 7-10, 23-10 the draw, and Finland 5-1. Now, you know, Finland's two wins, back-to-back wins, have come against Greece away and Faroe Islands at home. Beat Greece 1-0 and Faroe Islands 1-0. Yeah. I mean, Romania, again, for a team who've got everything to play for, they haven't got a lot of goals in them, but they have to win this against the Faroe Islands at home. And you're getting that price of 7-10 about them.
I know, but I'm not happy. I hate Romania. I mean, the only thing they've done of note in international football was all going blonde during France 98. Rod Stewart off of them. I can't have them. A country that I can't back at odds on. I've had a dabble at Finland on a couple of occasions. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's how mad I am. And they did nothing, you know, did nothing to advertise the chances here by only beating Greece and the Faroe Islands 1-0 in their last two games. Romania won 2-0 in Finland a year ago as well. So it all points to Romania. Except that they're odds on, and I just can't trust them at odds on. I'm going to go for the draw here. I'll go further. This has got 0-0 written all over it.
All right, okay.
Yeah, absolute snooze fest, this one. Romania played 8, scored 7, conceded 1. An average of 1 goal a game. If you're paying to go watch them, you can't be pleased. And Finland also very, very tight. I think Romania have now drawn the last 3 as well. 0-0. It's just... I think Romania will win this. They need a win to qualify. I think they'll get it. I think the 7-10 is fair enough. But 1-0 is 9-2 if you're back in the actual match bet. And I don't mind that correct score. Romania under 2.5 is 15-8. Or just under 1.5 goals is 13-8. That's not bad. It would have landed in almost every game that they've played so far.
Yeah, that looks great.
But yeah, I think it'd be really tight. I think Romania could just edge it. But unders has got to be the play.
Fair day. Was that that trouble we were talking about earlier? That I know you weren't massively keen on it, Alex. You wanted to oppose Ukraine, but the Ukraine at 4-9, Slovakia 1-2, and Israel 11-20, all to win, comes out at 23-10, just about. So not bad at all. Derek, I wanted to get your opinion on this as well. Every week we ask Robbie Savage to do an acca. And he's not landed one this season, which we feel is paying a little bit. We've only just landed the first treble on the punt, so you know it takes a little bit of time. If you land one, you're home and hosed, aren't you, at the prices he puts them up at. So he's gone for a dead cert this week, so he put in all the favourites, and the 6 team hackers come out of 4-5.
Oh Jesus. But you couldn't make it up, could you?
You just know it's going to lose, don't you?
Yeah.
Know somewhere along the line it'll get chinned. I think Israel are actually in it.
No, they're not. No, it's Iceland.
Iceland
are the risky one. Yeah. You've basically taken 4-5 on Iceland to win when they're 4-9.
who have been fantastic, obviously, Iceland, you know, so far.
Yeah. Latvia, I think, at home.
Yeah.
Latvia,
but they don't need to win it. So that is I think if you were previewing
you don't
that
need
match,
you're back in a 4-9 poke that doesn't need to win. You need your head test. And I've got a feeling all 5 of them will lose if Robbie tipped them.
I mean, like, you're talking like England, Estonia, you know, Spain against...
England, Spain, Norway.
Switzerland against San Marino. So I can't wait. If it lands, you'll still be crowing about it. Yeah, we landed one. 4-5 shot. Brilliant. You almost want to get your stake back. You know, if you land 5 and 1 loses, you do get your stake back. So he's got a bit of insurance there. But I'd rather have my stake back than win it. It'd be less embarrassing, wouldn't it? Derek, thanks for your time previewing those matches.
Cheers, lad.
I know you're going to be glued to the TV this week. You've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of international football.
Yeah,
Derek.
You know what?
Don't go anywhere.
I might even watch the rugby. That's how bad the football is.
Thanks, Derek.
All right, cheers, lads.
Cheers, mate. Derek. Cheers, Alex, as well. Thank you very much
for your time.
Don't forget you can download the other Punt podcast, which previews the England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and Republic matches with Dave Kalner, Dave Donaldson, also Brian Smith, our Northern Irish correspondent, Alan Moore, who's been interviewing some of the Republic team this week, and a little snippet from Robbie Savage on the Wales game. So that's available on Audio Boom, as is this. And make sure you check out the website as well for all the prices, williamhill.com. Just click on the football pages and everything is there. Thanks to Alex again, thanks to Derek, and thank you for downloading the podcast. If you haven't bet on any of the Euro 2016 qualifiers this weekend, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.